This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
Sometimes you need to clarify some of your hot takes that you give on the radio. And as it pertains to Dylan Cease, last night, firing the way he was, you start to get that feeling, that giddy feeling as a manager, like, oh my God, we spotted him five runs. So, yes, this is going to work out exactly like I wanted it to. In my fantasy this morning, as I was putting everything together, this is how I drew it up in my head as the optimal game for the San Diego Padres. Oh, my God, Dylan is pounding the zone. He is striking guys. Oh, my God, this is great. Through one, through two, through three. Ooh, got in a little trouble. Oh, look at that, got out of it. I'm going to ride this guy again. We have a five-run lead. Like, I'm going to keep riding this guy. And then you start thinking, man, I probably won't have to use Mason. Maybe I'll use Mason. He hasn't thrown in a couple days, but I hope Wandy's loose. Hope Yuki's ready. You know, we'll tack on a few more runs, and Dylan gets us through six or seven, and we are absolutely set up to go balls to the wall tomorrow in the series finale. And you let yourself go there, and then all of a sudden, and we talked about this on Off the Air, that game of baseball, for as slow and languid as it can be, it speeds up on you really fast, and things can snowball really, really fast. And for Dylan, I don't think I've ever seen it snowball on a pitcher more than Dylan Cease. So I can understand. I think people really would, if you watched last night, let's say in a playoff game, but he gave you four perfect innings, and you said, all right, I'm going to Jason Adam here in the fifth. And maybe the playoffs is different. You're maybe a little more forgiving. But when you start to see signs of breaking out of something, a slump, a pitching slump, whatever it is, of course, your gut is going to be like, let's see what he's got. Let's see what he's made of. I think Dylan's shown all of us what he's made of all year long. He's pretty good in short spurts, and I think that's kind of how you have to ride him going forward. But
that wasn't historically who Dylan Cease was.
Correct.
Cease was a guy who could go deep into games.
So let's talk track records here, because Mike Schilt clearly trusts the track record of one Luis Arraez. Trusts it. 0 for 5 last night. Doesn't care. He will be in the two-hole today, is my guess. He trusts the track record is there. Should he have the same trust in a guy like Dylan Cease, who's perennial Cy Young? Do you give that guy a chance to figure it out? Not at the expense of winning baseball games, I think. But
so I was going to ask, like, if we all agree, good in short spurts, maybe like three innings max in a kind of an opener role, do you start doing that like next time out and start kind of feeling it out and seeing how that looks and how that works before the playoffs?
I would.
Or do you do that? Do you keep giving him full starts?
To see what he's
maybe
got?
Maybe he can get on a roll.
I know.
So here's the dilemma, and you're touching on it, Woods. The best version of the Padres, the very best possible version, your idealized Padres 2025 lineup and pitching staff, has Dylan Cease pitching deep into ball games.
Yes.
7-8 innings, 1 run, 10 strikeouts, because we know he's capable of that. So you're hoping every time that Dylan Cease, who you know exists, will show up. It also includes Luis Arraez.
Like you're hoping.
Near the top of the order, batting like 380 to 400 over long stretches of time. Just absolutely tormenting opposing pitchers. Like, oh, I got to face Arraez again. He's coming up again in the two hole. He already has three hits tonight. The best version of the Padres includes a lot of both of those players. But neither of them this season have been the players they were in previous seasons.
Correct. Great point by Joe here in the chat. Joe Yo says, Schilt needs to manage this team for who they are now, not who they've been. It's easier said than done.
You can't also be knee-jerk.
Correct.
In terms of, this guy's been in a slump for 2 weeks. He's no longer in my lineup anymore.
Well, Xander would have been sitting on the bench.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, Xander, he gave a lot of patience to Xander Bogaerts, and that patience was rewarded. Xander's been one of the Padres' most productive players here for the last 3 months. And we were all calling for the same thing we were calling for Luis Arraez. Drop him in the order. Take him out of the lineup. This is not working. What is Mike Schilt doing? Well, it turned out Mike Schilt was right about Xander Bogaerts. He's also made some of the same arguments about Luis Arraez. Hey, he's a little bad luck. He's sending some line drives right at people. I know Luis's track record. I thought the same thing when he said it about Xander Bogaerts, though, too. I didn't see a path forward that Xander was going to become, at least this season, the productive player that we've seen.
I mean, you guys see my point, though. I'm not on no planet am I saying that anybody's wrong. But, you know, somebody said I would have pulled him after the walk in the fifth. Okay, fine. Knowing what was going to happen, sure, absolutely. But Dylan Cease in his career, and again, there's been some brilliant starts this year. He's had some really, really nice starts. He's gotten you into, I think his average, you know, his average is 5 2/3, which is not great. But to have an average like that, you have to have gone seven a couple of times, right? You've had to have gotten through that. So I'm not going to yank a guy after one walk, not in the regular season. In the playoffs, I might. One walk, and especially if it's Dylan Cease. Now, if it's Joe Musgrove out there, or if it's Michael King out there, or if it's Nick Pivetta out there, I'm going to let those dogs eat. And I can rest my head on my pillow that night knowing, hey, man, of course I'm going to let Nick Pivetta try to get out of a no-out walk in the fifth inning. 100%. But with Dylan, I think we may be getting to that point where they may have to be a little bit more judicious with how they use him.
But I think Paulie brings up a good point. The instinct, I mean, you'd like to give Dylan as many chances as possible to be the Dylan he was in past seasons, to go deep into games, you know, two hits, seven innings, and nine strikeouts. But you can't wait until game three of the division series and then go out there and say, okay, now we're going to do an opener and we're going to do three innings of Dylan Cease coming out of the bullpen for the first time.
Not just changing his routine, you're changing
I'd like to see them give that a chance maybe the last couple of weeks of the regular season. If that's something they're really thinking about doing, and they should be thinking about doing
it. Could be interesting.
In the playoffs, I agree with Paulie. I would like at least the last couple of starts of the year maybe to operate a little bit differently, or at least tell Dylan Cease, hey, we're really only expecting three or four innings out of you today, and this is what it's probably going to look like in the playoffs. We know that you can be out dominant, because it does change a pitcher's mentality.
Yeah. Like, have to be like a demotion either.
No, but guys,
hey, you're still a valuable part of what we're doing.
We want to free you up to really kind of go max effort for three or four innings. If you're a starting pitcher and you know your job is to go seven or eight, you leave some stuff in the tank. You hide some pitches for the second, third time through the order. You don't give them the best version of yourself necessarily in the first couple of innings. If you know you're only going through the lineup pretty much one time, everybody gets your best. You know what? They see your best sliders. They get your best fastballs. You're not hiding anything. You're not strategizing for the next time you have to face them. It's a different sort of test. That's why relievers are sometimes so effective. They can come in and give you absolute max velocity for three or four batters, and then not worry about having to face that guy again in the lineup. Starters do have to worry about that, but maybe you take that off of Dylan Cease's plate and go, get everybody in this lineup out, and then you're done. That's your job for the rest of this season. I don't know. It's certainly something that the Padres at least should be considering at this point.
I think all options are on the table. Certainly in our minds, all options are on the table. Going to be interesting to see. And again, I think if you've ever, you know, watched a pitcher settle in, you know, and then again, he got in trouble in the fourth, and then he got out of it. And again, I thought that would maybe propel him.
Bit of an atom ball at Jake Cronenworth. That could have easily been a two-run single as well. He got out of it because, you know, Jake was in the right place.
So again, Dylan Cease, they're going to have to watch him, monitor him. It's so tantalizing, though, to, again, think. Man, he's got this lead. He's not going to blow this lead, is he? Well, turns out they did. And
now, you can't do that strategy in a regular season all year. Because you don't have enough bullpen arms to have a guy, a starter, who's only going like four innings. But you can do it in the playoffs.
Yes.
You can. There's enough off days. The games mean enough. Everybody's available. You can do it in the playoffs. I just don't know that I want to not try it once or twice, if possible.
Well, it's got to line up too. It's got to be the right lineup that you can't do it just to do it.
No,
you know, Wandy Peralta against a team full of right-handers.
No, that's
true. You know, it's got to be the right. The Dodgers was the right fit to do that, and you know, they touched Randy up a little bit, but I thought that strategy all in all was pretty good. It'll be interesting to see how they manage it down the stretch. Now we're in the 20s now, guys. We have 29 games to go. 20s, which is pretty nuts. They all feel huge because they all are. All huge. Dodgers beat up on the Reds last night again, 6-3. You know, they're getting hot. The Reds are a good team.
How about Clayton Kershaw's month of August?
He's got a 1.88 in
5-0. Went five innings last night. He's now 9-2 season. Dodgers remain a game ahead of the Padres in the NL West. I think Clayton Kershaw has been, we talked a little bit about it yesterday.
He's been their MVP.
One of the absolute hidden heroes, not even that hidden, for the Los Angeles Dodgers this season.
He's first ballot Hall of Famer, but having the year that he's having at the age he's at and being so massively effective, he's not getting these wins where they out-club a team. You know what I mean? Like, they're not...
He let in five. He's to score seven.
Yeah, he's like skating, like barely getting through five. He's dominant right now, Ben. So he's unlocked it, man. The fountain of youth, certainly for Clayton Kershaw. But of course.
So, you know, Dodgers get a game closer with a one game lead and the tiebreaker. The Padres, though, did gain some ground elsewhere, including on the Chicago Cubs in the wild card race. The Giants beat the Cubs 5-2. Matt Chapman hit a two-run home run. Justin Verlander on the mound in that one. So the Padres now a game and a half behind the Cubs for the number one wild card spot. And if the Padres do chase down the Dodgers, they also picked up some ground on the Phillies, who are currently holding the number two seed in the National League, as they were beaten by the Mets again.
They're imploding.
Well, the Mets own the Phillies in New York. That's 9 straight wins at Citi Field between those two teams. The Mets own the Phillies in New York. They're kind of, emotionally at least, Luzardo got ejected after being removed from the game. And their giant pickup, closer, Yoan Duran, gave it up, the game winner by Brandon Nimmo in the bottom of the ninth inning.
5 singles in a row or something, just death by paper cuts, they said. But Luzardo just melting down last night. It was a Juan Soto, in his opinion, late timeout, and it was granted. And he lost it. He's walking towards the mound. He's screaming at the umpire. It's like, hey, Jesus, you've seen this. You've seen this before. He was not mid-delivery. He was basically stepping back. And Soto gives time. And he was granted time. And then he just demonstratively stalks off the mound at the umpire. They're melting down. You had the night before Alec Bohm causing a 19-minute delay, is what the post-game show said, about a parabolic mic. Like, guys, just figure it out. Go play baseball. This is when you start to lose it a little bit. You can see the pressure, Benny, starting to build on a lot of these teams.
So Padres now a game and a half behind the Phillies. Dodgers just half a game behind the Phillies, remaining 3.5 games ahead of the Mets for the last wild card, the second wild card spot. And then the Cincinnati Reds, because they lost to the Dodgers, they're now 7 games behind the San Diego Padres. The team that would have to catch the Padres if the Padres were to miss the playoffs. So you think about that. That's a huge hill to climb in 29 games. Padres would have to play horrible baseball down the stretch, and the Reds would have to play pretty well for them to catch it, which is why the Fangraphs playoff odds have climbed for your San Diego Padres now to 99.5% to make the postseason. That is 199 out of 200 times, given the current standings and the current rosters, that they would expect the Padres would make the playoffs. So you're now operating you know, anything can happen, obviously, but you're operating and you should be operating under the assumption that the Padres will play October baseball. And now you're trying to improve your standings as much to give you the best chances to win in October. And to do that, you know, winning the division, getting a first round bye, all of those things would help your standings in October to facilitate a deeper run in the postseason.
Yeah. And really, across baseball, if you look at the American League as well, the six playoff spots are penciled in, at least.
Yeah. Mike Schilt, light pencil or dark? Light pencil.
I would say light pencil light-ish. For this one.
Pretty dark. Medium. Medium grade.
It's like a medium, yeah. Maybe like a mechanical pencil.
The Reds are currently 3.5 games behind the Mets, and the Royals are 3 games behind the Mariners. That's the dividing line between in the playoffs and not in the playoffs. Not impossible for those teams to make up that ground in 29 games, but, you know, solid favorites now. Every of the 12 teams is at least 90% now to make the postseason.
The lowest is 94.8 in the National League is the Mets.
Again, you watch the Mariners and you're like, yeah, I'm sorry, Kansas City. They just look. And maybe it's just a matchup between they have owned us history-wise.
The Royals have picked up 3 games on the Mariners in the last 10. They're 6-4 in their last 10. The Mariners are 3-7 in their last 10 games.
Yeah.
Just don't look like it when they play the San Diego Padres.
I know. Darren said, one game, Woodsy, you got to treat Cease like our children, not rip him on the air. I don't think I'm ripping Dylan Cease. I just want to find out for... I like him. I really do. And
it's not one game either.
It's not one game. It's a season.
It's been all year.
Look, he's right. Early in the season, there was a lack of run support for Dylan Cease, but it has just not been it hasn't been a really consistent season for him, which is fine. I mean, again, he's a human being. I absolutely appreciate all of that. But when it comes to Dylan Cease, I'm just talking about what's the best way to use him right now. And if you're Mike Schilt and A.J. Preller and Ben Fritz, Ruben Niebla, I think you have to start thinking about that. And by the way, they are thinking about that. So he's got, a couple more starts this season? What, three? Probably three?
Probably
four.
This is it. Like, I have a meeting with him this morning, if I'm the manager, I go, dude, look at you last night. Look at how fantastic you were in this. And I know it's easier said than done, Dylan. You got 4 starts left, man. We need you. We're not winning a World Series without you. Show me what you got. The last 4. Go out there, free and easy. Let it eat. Trust your 99-mile-an-hour heater to 9-hole hitters. And go out and get it, man. And, you know, let the chips fall where they may. I'm still running him out there every 5th day, absolutely. Because I still believe in the stuff.
You pointed out Darren's comment. Dwayne Michael in the chat says, hey, we won. We could criticize a little less on a win, Ben.
Is that Mike Schilt's burn?
I feel like a win is always the best time to take kind of an assessment.
I agree.
A cold look at the reality of your team.
Yes.
When they've lost and you're down, no one needs the reminder that things aren't going well.
I think it's a good critical analysis.
I think it is, too.
Whereas after a loss, it could come off as overreacting.
I agree. I think the best time to really take a wide-eyed, you know, clear-headed look at your team is after a win, not after a loss.
What's
you're
wrong
less
with
emotional.
Saying, hey, got the win. No complaints. Never complain about a dub. How can we just be better?
Yeah.
How can we do that but better?
Where did it almost go wrong last night? Because
right.
I'll tell you, when the 3-run homer is what took the lead, right?
Yeah.
The second 3-run homer.
Second 3-run homer. The sinking feeling hit. Now, again, it was early. And I said, all right, these guys are going to grind it. They got it right back. I mean, they got it right back. It was, you know, it was short-lived. And I was very, very stoked. Jake Cronenworth with one of the better ABs that will go unsung, drives in essentially the game-winning run. Brilliant, brilliant AB from Jakey last night. Everybody in that lineup getting it done except for one guy. Everybody contributing, mostly. 8/9.
But they won.
They won, so you can't
say expect a lot of changes from Mike Schilt. I think it's a better argument, and we can discuss this a little bit later. I think it's a better argument saying, why would you move guys like Ramon Laureano, who are producing huge where they are in the lineup, rather than saying, hey, we have to keep Luis Arraez in the number 2 spot.
Correct.
I don't necessarily subscribe to that, but I think that's a better argument saying, hey, we can't move Arraez. No, you can't move Laureano.
I mean, he's so comfortable.
Well, he hit a grand slam. You want me to move him? He just hit a grand slam right where he was. Why would you want me to take him anywhere out from where he's hitting right now? He's been the best hitter in baseball. We've been batting him seventh. And you want me to move him? Are you an idiot?
Are you
a moron?
They have moved him up a couple times. And I don't remember it going all that well.
I know.
Could be recency bias.
I think that's more of a concern than moving Luis Arraez down, which seems like an obvious move at this point by the San Diego Padres.
But hey, don't get it twisted. We're very happy about that win. It was such a sigh of relief.
All right, Don't Do This is coming up next. You probably heard the 2026 schedule came out. We'll talk about the Padres schedule at some point, but Woodsy wants to point out one team's schedule that is so brutal, it's already a don't do this 6 months away from the next year, 8 months away from the next season.
It's absolutely incredible what the Colorado Rockies are staring down 1 month next.
That is coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I get to tell you about SDFatLoss.com. I've been doing it for 2 years now, and it's 2 years that since I went through the program in the summer of 2023, lost the weight as they promised I would, up to a pound of fat per day. That seemed like a lot. I've gone on weight loss programs before, and they go, yeah, you lose a pound or two a week. No, this is up to a pound of fat per day. I did 10 to 20% of your body weight in 60 days. That also seemed like a lot, but I did. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. The key, though, is I've been able to keep the weight off the entire 2 years, thanks to the maintenance strategies and everything about the SDFatLoss.com program, mostly because it was based on real foods. For me, I had done the bars, five bars in one small meal, and I lost weight fast. Then I started eating regular food, and I gained the weight right back. This is based on real foods. I ate lots of steak, I ate chicken, I ate vegetables, I lost the weight, but when I finished losing the weight, I didn't change how I was eating. Essentially eating the same kind of stuff, and it made it so much easier to keep the weight off. No injections, no exercise necessary. Find out how the program can work for you. It's worked for so many Tier 1s, thousands of pounds lost from Tier 1s around San Diego. Set up your free consultation today by going to SDFatLoss.com, and when you sign up here in the month of August, take advantage of the summer special and get $200 off the program right now at SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot, you moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this on a Wednesday, brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. Quick update on yesterday's DDT as Woods was going through just the weirdness of a Monday in Major League Baseball. First baseman Wilson Contreras of the St. Louis Cardinals was, in fact, suspended for 6 games and fined an undisclosed amount for his antics in the 7-6 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates on Monday. You'll remember Wilson Contreras threw his bat, hit one of his own coaches,
yeah,
and then dumped out all the bubblegum candy,
yeah,
tossed it out onto the field. No surprise that he was handed a fairly significant suspension. He is appealing, which means he can continue to play until that appeal has been heard.
He's highly unlikable. Highly unlikable baseball player.
Still haven't heard a quote from Brant Brown, who's the coach who got hit by the bat.
Probably wasn't happy, man.
I would think not.
Probably wasn't happy. I mean, I threw a bat one time and I hit a teammate, and I don't think I've ever wanted to crawl in a hole and die.
I would think
more
so
than that. I did, and he was... My man Ryan, he might be listening. Ryan, I'm sorry, still to this day, like, whipped it back to the fence and hit him in the shin. And he wasn't like, oh, dude, it's cool. He was pissed. And for good reason. For really good reason. Don't throw your bat. Don't be an idiot. Wilson, especially on a strike. I mean, it was just such a perfect pitch, and I just, the whole thing was a train wreck. But the Colorado Rockies, look, they had a terrible season. They're probably going to have a terrible season for a while, Ben, but I looked at their schedule, and the schedule release came out yesterday. I went, oh, my God. Now, this is just what it's going to be like for them, because they're the worst team in baseball. Every game is going to be hard, but their April schedule does them no favors. All right? They're going to open on the road in Miami, who is much improved and really on the come, to be honest with you. Good young pitching. Jacob Marcy, by the way, former Padres prospect, traded for... Luis Rise is mashing for them. They have a good young team, and they're starting to believe in themselves. Then they go to Toronto, who could win the World Series this year. Then it's home, their home opener against the Phillies. The Astros come in for 3. Then they come to San Diego for 4. Then they go to Houston for 3. Then they're home against the Dodgers. Home against the Padres for 3.
Oh my God.
Then to New York to take on the Mets, and they're wrapping up their April with 3 in Cincinnati. And I went, okay, maybe it gets easier. In May. Nope. Then they go to the Braves, the Mets, the Phillies. They may win 3 games in the first 2 months. I mean, I'm looking for a quote-unquote soft spot in their schedule. I don't see one until Friday, June 12th, maybe against the Sacramento A's. Maybe. And even that is up in the air.
Diamondbacks are going to still be okay.
Yeah, dude. It is the gauntlet to start the season. I mean, you're looking at, no kidding, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 potential playoff teams in the first month.
They start, June. They go
Dodgers,
Angels, Brewers.
Angels. Angels, Brewers, Cubs. It is, it's going to be tough for them.
I believe the Rockies have also faced the toughest schedule in baseball this season. But that is...
you're in the NL West. Sorry.
Well, but that the truth for the Rockies is that every other team gets to face the Rockies.
Correct.
And they don't, which makes every other team's schedule easier because they have however many games. If you're in the NL West, it's 13. If you're in the rest of the NL, it's at least 6.
against a team that is, you know, winning about 30 to 40 games this year.
Yeah.
And the Rockies don't get to play those games. They have to play all the tough teams over and over again and not themselves,
yep.
which just kind of always makes their schedule a little bit tougher. I want to spend some time. We'll do it at the bottom of the hour here and look at the Padres' schedules, because there is definitely some improvements from this year. Some do this and a little don't do this as well, as you look at what they're going to be facing next summer. So we'll take our Ben and Woods look at the Padres' 2026 schedule coming up here in just a couple of minutes. First, though, I want to throw in a do this story. Now, I have not seen confirmation of this yet from San Diego FC, but I did see this post from San Diego Football, so I'm not entirely sure if it's 100% accurate. But SDFC getting ready to play LAFC up at in LA at BMO Stadium. Now, according to this report, a source says that in March, LAFC promised 600 discounted tickets for away supporters, because SDFC did that for their match earlier this season when LAFC, you know, they always have that visiting up in the upper corner where the visiting fans get to sit for soccer games. That's
how
they had
gladiator fights up there. It was great. Thanks
so
much for coming.
And so they made this deal at the beginning of the season to get discounted tickets so all the SDFC fans could come up, which of course they want to do, as SDFC is fighting for the number one seed in the playoffs right now. But apparently, LAFC like pulled the offer and cut it because they just signed that new player who used to play for Tottenham, Son Heung-min, and their tickets are hot right now. So they said, well, we can sell these for more.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, we're not giving you 600 cheap tickets anymore. So it became a controversy. According to this report, SDFC, like, held them to it. Well, no, we did it for you. You have to do it for us. So they restored the 600, but they are charging a much higher price.
Wow.
Now, that's a don't do this, but the do this says, according to this report, San Diego FC is stepping up and covering the difference in pricing. So they'll still give their fans 600 tickets at a discounted price to go up and watch the game, which will be nice. So they'll still have a nice chunk of support when they go on the road, looking for their seventh consecutive road win this weekend when they go up to LAFC.
That's really smart business by SDFC. Really, really smart business. And you know what? I actually I kind of respect the pettiness out of LAFC. I do. I think it's good for a rivalry. And, you know, if the massive fights and bloody noses and stuff in the stands wasn't enough already, you know, you get, I like stuff like this. I think it's a very petty move on their part. Now, we will do the zip code bit, you know, when it's time to purchase playoff tickets. If you end up playing the Dodgers, nothing makes them soil their pants more than that bit. Nothing.
I wonder at some point who SDFC's true rival is going to end up being. Well, there's two LA teams. There's LA Galaxy and LAFC.
I know.
Is it one of them? Because they're kind of each other's rivals as well.
How about both? Are they going, oh, you're not our rival, little brother?
Yeah,
have they started that mess?
I assume that they're going.
We've beaten them both. Yeah, so.
Exactly.
Like,
I mean, you win the championship in your first year.
100%.
They'll both have to be coming for you as opposed to the other way around. It'll be nice to turn that dynamic around on its head.
Yeah, classic LA move, man. Classic LA move. I love it.
And that is don't and do this for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Now,
as I mentioned, when we come back, we can take a Ben and Woods look ahead at the 2026 schedule.
Ben and who?
Woods. What we like, what we don't like, coming up next season for your San Diego Padres here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This hour 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Nativa Interiors. This Labor Day weekend, two iconic design companies are joining forces for a warehouse sale. Join Nativa Interiors at Hold It Contemporary Home in Miramar for huge discounts on living, dining, bedroom, and outdoor furnishings. Call or text for more details at 619-215-6893. Can you believe it's already Labor Day on Monday? We're going to be off on Monday morning, as I hope many of the tier ones are.
Yeah.
For Labor Day, the unofficial end of summer.
What are you guys doing?
Is already upon us.
What are you guys doing for Labor Day?
I am anchoring at Channel 10.
Sleeping in. Not laboring.
Laboring on Labor Day.
Yeah, I'm gonna build a new deck probably. Probably start that day.
No home project.
No, obviously not. Who are you talking to? I can't defrost meat. You think I'm gonna go in the backyard and start building up a new deck? Man, no, I don't know. I don't know what plans we have. We're playing ball on Sunday.
Day on Monday? You've been more of a beachy family. I'm sure it'll be crowded. Labor Day is always a big beach day for everybody.
Yeah.
Getting that last licks of summer in before it's over.
We may do something like that. But, yeah, I enjoy, always nice to have a Monday off. Padres play that day?
Yes.
Yes. All right, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Baltimore?
Then. Yeah, Baltimore Orioles in town.
Yep. My man Aussie Tony arrives that day, I believe. So he'll be in studio next week. Going to be going to the Orioles game on Tuesday night.
We'll have tickets to give away for that game later in the show as well. It's the Manny Machado City Connect basketball jersey night game.
By the way, it's already gone from
the
air.
Oh, I thought you did.
I didn't take it.
Took the dibs on it?
Somebody grabbed it. And I don't have it.
It wasn't me.
I don't have it. I wanted to take it home and... it's not.
But we
here.
Determined it was much too small for anyone in.
I think I could have
your
fit,
family.
I think I could have fit into it.
Really?
Yeah, I do. After looking back on it with hindsight, but somebody has already grabbed it.
Steampunk says, "How dare you be off on Monday? That's my first day back at school after summer break. It's Labor Day. There's no one goes to school on Labor Day, right?"
Well, he's in a different country, I think, isn't he?
Hmm.
He might be.
Oh, maybe that's possible. They don't have Labor Day in other countries.
Rod says maybe it was Adam that took it, but it would look like a nightgown on Adam, so I don't think it would work. He better not have. But somebody snagged it. I was under the impression that I wasn't allowed to take it, but apparently you were. All right. Well, it's gone. Guess I'll have to go to the game. When's the game?
Tuesday.
Oh, I'll be there.
There you go. Yeah, one anyway.
I'll be fine.
You can pick your own size.
That's right.
When you come through the gates on Tuesday, we'll give away those tickets a little bit later. And once again, for the second time, we will be joined by promotions assistant Nathan and his big voice. Woods has something apparently special planned.
Mm-hmm, I do.
for our 9 o'clock hour, right around 9:30. Is that Nathan's coming in? All right, so we'll do the rabble report a little more early. All right, right now, though, let's check traffic, and then we'll take our Ben and Woods look at the Padres' 2026 schedule coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. All in all, I think a little more balanced schedule for the San Diego Padres in 2026. We all kind of complained this year about how the four series against the Dodgers were set up, having them back-to-back once in June and then back-to-back again here in August, and then not playing them in the final month of the season when you might, you know, have a division title up for grabs, but you won't see them again until possibly the postseason.
Well, it was weird not seeing them until June. Yeah, like maybe not an early April series, but I'm also not that upset with that. If the first meeting wasn't until June, I don't think that's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, if you had one in June, July, August, and September, and one each month, that would be fine. But to do two in June and then two in August and be done was kind of strange. So they sort of fixed that in the upcoming 2026 schedule. The Padres will play their first series against the Dodgers in May, May 18th through the 20th.
Nice.
And then they will once again host the Dodgers at the end of June. So they'll play their first two series against the Dodgers at home. Then they'll quickly return, just like they did this year, and go and play four in L.A. So they'll go three in L.A., three versus L.A. here. Then they go to Chicago to play the Cubs, and then four in L.A. So that's kind of a really quick one. But then they do have another series in L.A. at the end of September, the second-to-last series of the season.
Mama.
So if it does come down to it, you'll still have those last three games to potentially decide a division at the end of the year against the Dodgers.
Yeah, and Chris, I was looking at the San Diego Padres official X account, and I think it was Chris Bristol that said, man, the Padres got hosed having to visit pretty much every Midwest South team in the dead of summer. They got to visit Chicago, Kansas City, Atlanta, Miami's indoors, Cleveland, the Mets, Tampa Bay. Where do they play? They're outside now. Cincinnati, all in July and August.
That is a pretty brutal summer stretch of road games in heat and humidity.
I think
that's the worst part of the schedule for the Padres, honestly, is just the constant heat on the road. Even the games that are indoors, Miami and Arizona, you're still traveling to two of the hotter places you're going to find in July and August.
So you got the All-Star game this year on July 14th in Philadelphia. And I'm just thinking of Jesse Agler at home with his family, the All-Star game. And then on the 16th or whatever of July, he loads up and he's off to Kansas City for three. Then he's off to Atlanta for four. Then he finishes up in Miami for three more.
That's Comic-Con. That's all. The Padres always play that long stretch on the road right after the All-Star break
because
they have to.
Insane.
They have to get out of Petco Park because they use Petco Park now for Comic-Con. So it's usually their longest road trip of the year. It is. The longest stretch, though, is 17 games in a row.
Woo!
But it's right into the All-Star break. So you at least have a finish line. They go home against the Dodgers, at the Cubs, at the Dodgers, four at home against the Diamondbacks, and then three at home against the Blue Jays for 17 in a row leading into the All-Star break. There's another long stretch
from
July 28th through August 12th as well that is going to really feel like some dog days. But most of those are at home. Only four of those are on the road. They're in Arizona. Indoors, quick trip back. So you'll feel like you basically were at home for like almost 3 weeks after that long road trip, which is kind of nice, even though you don't have any off days.
Well, and you know, the dog days of August, certainly. You play a couple of tough teams early. Then again, you don't know how these teams are going to be next year. So just based on kind of what we think, you know, you'll have the Twins at home for three, then the Pirates at home for three, then you're off to Tampa Bay and Cincinnati. You got the Yankees at home, the Nationals at home, Giants, Rockies, Marlins, Dodgers, Diamondbacks to finish out the season. So I've already got earmarked on my calendar to try to get to the Chicago games. Right? That's what we were thinking about?
A little bit, yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, it's at the end of June would be an interesting series. They also have a road trip scheduled for the end of April. Now it's a two-game series. It says at Arizona, but the reports, not confirmed or official yet, or that those two games will be played in Mexico City as part of an international series. Diamondbacks will be the home team, so the Padres aren't giving up any home games on their schedule, which is good. But that would be that's why it's a two-game series and not a three-game series for the travel internationally for the Padres to play the Diamondbacks. I would expect an announcement officially on that sometime in the next few weeks if they get all the details ironed out. The start of the season is interesting. Padres usually play at home here, and they will. They will welcome the Detroit Tigers to town for the first three games, which means probably going to face Tarek Skubal in the first game of the season. Who knows who the Padres' opening day starter will be next year? I mean, you know, no guarantee Michael King is on the team. Going to be a free agent. Dylan Cease going to be a free agent.
As of right now, it's Pivetta.
Yeah, Pivetta. Joe Musgrove could be back and pitching at, you know, at that point. We'll see how he is in terms of stretched out as a starter after spring training. Or it could be Yu Darvish. Go with the venerable veteran in the first game of the season. Or who knows who A.J. Preller will sign or trade for in the offseason.
I love Paul Skeens.
But one thing that is a concern, as I've been looking at just the overall standings this year and how the Padres have fared, one thing is very clear. Padres have played their worst baseball generally against the American League teams.
No question.
They're now 17 and 21 in interleague games.
That's better than I thought it was.
Which means, yeah, it's a little better than I thought it was. But that means against National League opponents, Padres are...
Take 38 out, right?
58 and 37.
Pretty damn good.
One of the best best records. I don't have all the National League records in front of me, but that is definitely one of the best records against any against National League of any team. Might be the best record. I think it is because like Milwaukee's seven games above 500 against American League teams.
Yeah.
So they're only, you know, not nearly as good. The Padres have been really good against National League teams, not so good against the American League teams this year. And, of course, they'll start against the American League team next year.
Of course they will. Yeah. Of course they will. Yeah, Tarek Skubal on opening day is going to be electric. Electric out of Petco Park. Yeah, it's an interesting one. Tigers coming in. That's cool. Already looking forward to it. I already, you know, baseball's not
Hopefully
over.
It's a World Series rematch. That would be really
exciting.
That
would be incredible. Just like 84, hope it goes better than 84, right?
But that would be... I mean, you know, it's a good problem to have. Like, if you had to face the Mariners in the World Series, you go, ooh, we didn't do well against the Mariners this year. Lost their series to the Tigers, but it was a close one in Detroit earlier this season, 2 out of 3. But, yeah, the American League teams have generally. Padres did beat Boston 2 out of 3. That was one they got recently. But it's been a bugaboo. You know, the Blue Jays series was maybe the worst series they played all year long, including a 14-0 loss and getting swept. That's a team that could make it to the World Series from the American League. So, yeah, the Padres have had a significant amount of trouble against the AL teams in interleague play this year.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And, yeah, we've got some wheels in motion right now with a couple of things we're working on behind the scenes, maybe a trip or two in the future. You know, somebody said in the chat, how about a Tier 1 road trip to Anaheim? Done. I mean, done. Super easy to do and a super fun ballpark to go to. And they got that big bucket of nachos that you can eat, Ben. They got everything.
Generally, plenty of tickets available.
Generally, plenty of tickets available. Really, really nice, clean, fun place.
What if we organize?
Maybe you can see Anthony Rendon play.
Paulie, let's not get ahead of
ourselves. Tier 1 takeover of the Big A, Angel Stadium. See if we can get like more Padres fans than Angels fans for that game. I guess it depends on what Artie Moreno does in the offseason. But
not really. I mean, I think we could do it. They're a pretty young, exciting team. They got some really good young players. Joe Adell just hit his 30th home run, Ben. That was a guy the Angels faithful wanted shipped out ASAP and hit his 30th bomb. That's good for him. Really, really highly touted prospect, and he's making some waves in Anaheim. So happy for them. I like them. I like them a lot. They handled business against the Dodgers for us this year, that's for sure.
We'll reset everything coming up at the top of the hour. Also, if you were a golf fan, I don't know if we'll talk about it much, but Keegan Bradley set to announce his Ryder Cup captain's choices
Big
in the
day.
Next 15 minutes or so. I'm fascinated to see if he's going to pick himself. It's really like a psychological dilemma.
God, I know you would. I know you
I don't
would.
Know. Oh, I don't know what I would do.
Does he pick himself?
If Ben was in
charge?
Yes! Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to let that go by.
It's all coming up on The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.